Atlas Zero there. That's Dan, Mark and Cian. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Did we do
stuff.
Okay?
Oh, it sounded absolutely
awesome. You're
not going to
kick us out?
Well, we've got till 12. How important is it that you control all of this? You know, because you're writing it, you're putting it together, you're producing it, recording it. Is that sort of the desire or is that the need?
I mean, we don't want our sound touched, really, I suppose. I mean, I have put...
Does that not make it hard to get to the finished product, though?
It absolutely does, but I mean...
Because when do you stop tinkering,
when do
you know?
We stop, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, yeah. You don't want to overdo it as well. You know,
totally.
You can deal with the mix and recording ideas in a song all day, and you can keep adding bits and until you can actually ruin it then, you know?
You can.
So
yeah. You can actually lose a lot of the emotional...
Do you trust anyone to sort of...
There's, I mean, there's
play
No, he doesn't. He
I think we've a problem
anyone.
In the band here, lads.
Long drive home anyway, lads.
But I mean, you have all the gear, all the equipment to do it yourself, so it's literally from inception to... Release.
Exactly, yeah.
And where he's on the road to this EP that he's recorded at the moment?
Yeah, we're getting an EP together now. You're kind of just, you know, taking a few more bits in the studio and, you know, we kind of want to build up a bit of a campaign behind it and hopefully have it released before the end of the summer.
I mean, the sound for that song is like it's I don't know, it's commercial and insult, if you know what I mean, but it's radio friendly. It's radio friendly.
It is,
you know, it could go on to any playlist. Like,
that's,
you know, it's
and,
not.
And the reason is because, I mean, I try to write catchy kind of pop melodies.
Well, this is why I sort of hinted at the.
Boy band.
No, forget the boy band. No, when you start selling dark pop alternative rock, I hope it doesn't limit your audience because that's stuff that anyone can enjoy.
Absolutely.
That, like,
that's great,
you know,
to hear.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've kind of been wrestling with it. Like, we just don't know where we kind of fit in as a commercial.
Yeah, because
it
is
commercial.
Electric
no doubt.
Sound is very, very different to that.
Yeah.
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 I mean, some of the
it's better.
So it is better, but some of the songs that we're recording have like 120 channels on the.
So
you know,
tragic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think you've too much equipment, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Musicians.
I have an 8-track in the newsroom. You can have that if you want. Knock
connected
something out
here
there.
For years, you know?
You have big low guitars, big drums, orchestra, choir.
But then there's that, you strip it all down, no reverb, you know, the two guitars and the percussion, and it sounds so rich, you know, it's amazing.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's amazing how you can probably overproduce something. I haven't heard that stuff, so I'm not saying that for a second. But, you know, there's different ways of hearing your music too, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
What about gigging live? Is that much of that? Or?
Well, what we've been doing is to get our electric sound to the stage.
Yeah.
We've been working on getting our backing tracks
sorted. So we have, because like a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of the melody is carried from, you know, the
pianos,
the orchestral and pianos kind of stuff. Yeah. And we are only a 3-piece, so.
And would you be cueing that sort of with the pads or?
Yeah,
you
no, it's literally like
laptop.
Record it from
Brilliant.
The studio, and we just bring it.
So you want really as much of
as
the
much,
studio
exactly.
sound to be performed
live?
Yeah,
as want people to hear it as the way it should be heard, kind of thing. You know, we don't want to kind of cut any corners of stages. It took us a long time to get to. Suppose get gig ready because we have to have these, you know, tracks recorded beforehand. We have to have the necessary equipment,
and you have to have the catalogue as well.
You do,
you know, you can't point saying right, we've got 3 good songs, lads.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want fillers either, do you? If
you
get people to pay their money,
yeah, we're very kind of, I suppose, adamant about that. That we spent so long kind of putting these collection of songs together that they've been cut down now from a bigger number of songs.
Yeah, I mean,
so the best of the best were kind of.
It could have been like I think there was about 100 songs, maybe 90. And I narrow that down to like 30 maybe, then down to 4, and then back up to like 15.
Yeah.
So we 15.
So switching from an EP to an album to an EP to an album.
Pretty
much,
yeah. Getting the best, you're carving out the best kind of material. So, but then,
And what's your feelings on streaming and that type of thing?
Well, I think it's great. You know, kind of, you know, we had a girl there message us when we kind of put our first up online. Girl from America, just out of the blue, out of nowhere, saying, you know, coming across you guys, absolutely loved your stuff. So to even see that.
When are you coming over?
You know, when you play.
Touching someone,
you know,
but that's
online,
it, and that's
you know?
How it starts from that, and then she tells her mates, and then you're discovered by people, if you know what I mean. Even though you've been at it for as long,
you know,
as
it's very encouraging anyway to get
it
stuff
is,
like
yeah,
it is nice to get when, especially when you put in so much work.
Oh, without a doubt, without
you know,
we've all left
our jobs and everything, and
we're 2 feet
just,
in now, you know. So
we're recording kind of maybe 10 hours a day.
Do you have mortgages? Don't worry about it then, lads. You know, enjoy it. You know? When you have to start worrying about that.
This is what we take for granted.
Exactly.
So we don't need a mortgage, you know?
Enjoy it and make your money that way while you can. What are you going to do for us now?
We're going to do a song called Sometimes. It's only a minute and a half long. Mm-hmm. But
well, I hope you have another one ready as well then.
There's plenty more where this came from.
Right then, Sometimes. Take it away, lads. This is Atlas Zero again.
Sometimes these days are warm. We've got
Go on then. A minute and a half long, straight into vocals. Why?
Catchy chorus.
Well,
it's good. I like it.
We have.
Are you going? Are you writing an album that sort of has to be listened in order, and that sort of fits in there somewhere? Is that it?
A little bit.
It's
yeah. It's basically part of. I suppose this is part of a song that's kind of in the works at the moment. Kind of, it's nearly like.
So this is song 14 that we're working on. It's basically four
songs.
I was literally kind of.
Like Green Day do a bit of that, don't they?
They do a little bit of that. They do a little bit of that. But, you know, I was still writing songs while we were recording, and I kind of came up with these, and I was like, wait, will I put these on, you know, the next album, and will I put them away for a few years, or will I just merge the four songs into one song?
Yeah.
Public Enemy used to do a lot of that as well, too. You know, if you listen to a Public Enemy album, it'd be 30 seconds. Only four, you saw the track skip on.
Absolutely,
you wouldn't know where one song ended and when the next one started.
Yes, they're all interluded together.
Yeah.
I was trying to do something that's a little different, you know, kind of break out from the kind of...
You know, verse, chorus, kind of...
Bridge.
Yeah. Big chorus at the end or double chorus, whatever.
And it's very easy
it's a bit boring.
Why does that bridge have to go in there? Because, you know, like, say, Rag & Bone felt... Man, is it Rag & Bone? It's very good. Songs are brilliant. And then this bridge comes in three quarters of the way through, and I'm like, why did you do that? There's no need. Is that what it's called, a bridge, is it?
It can sometimes take you out of the song too much.
Yeah, I just think, you know, you've got brilliant, it's going there, and then this thing just
happens,
randomly goes up somewhere.
Yeah, kind of puts you off sometimes.
I heard one band do it where they went down, and it sounded really good. But,
Like, a lot of our bridges, I try and recycle, you know, choruses that I've thrown away for different songs.
Keep them kind of catchy and keep the hooks, you know, because it's impossible to keep people catching.
Actually, like, a few of my favourite moments on you know our recordings are bridges
you know
because they're literally like they're very important to our music anyway,
of course. If they're done right though,
if
you know what I mean, and not for the sake of it. That's even some amazing artists, and I'm not an aficionado, but even some amazing artists, just as a listener, go, well, why did you go there, do you know what I mean? It just doesn't seem to right. Atlas Zero, how can people check you out online? Have any gigs or festivals coming up, or is it all studio based just at the moment?
And it's pretty much our studio at the moment, but in the next couple of weeks now, 2 to 3 weeks, should be on the
We
court
just
circuit.
Need to get our backing track set list sorted.
Yeah, so and you need to get up here too, because you'll go down a storm. There's no doubt up in this part of the world as well, because we're a hotbed of music, and you fit perfectly in there as well. So Atlas Zero, Facebook, I saw you on YouTube.
Instagram as well.
Instagram, excellent.
Some good pictures, so you get a kind of behind the scenes look at us recording in the studio on Instagram, kind of a couple of videos, and just seeing the whole process of us, you know, that we are recording in a home studio. And
do you want your fans to come along on that journey with you,
document it.
That's what we're trying to do.
Show fans that, you know,
we're doing this ourselves.
It's a useful way of using social media rather than just.
But we haven't really got any real fans per se yet, but we've got quite good responses.
This fella holding the camera thinks you're pretty good.
A lot of people who've reacted to the music so far have been producers and musicians, you know, people who I would definitely want.
Well, look, it's gonna go places. It's just a case of when. So Atlas Zero, all the way from Cork. We really appreciate them coming up. Dan Stoker, Mark Kennedy, Kian Wong, and the mysterious camera fella who we don't know if he's come from Cork or you just found him at the Polestar roundabout. Either way,
actually our manager and he's organised this whole thing.
Special mention to him.
Colm Kennedy.
Colm, fair play to you, Colm. Thanks so much for that. And we look forward to seeing that video too in my tank in the back of my bald head. But anyway, for now, what are you going to play us out with?
This is my favourite song. Yeah. It's called Oceans and Eclipses.
And just before that, stay tuned. Coming up after the news at 12, it's the Peel McCann Show live from the Cope at Falkara. Taking it out now for us, it's Atlas Zero. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Before the end, we race across the earth, find the edge, and someone's gone, more come into the darkest depths of doom we ever fell. Can we